Kim Ducharme has had a recurring nightmare since she got engaged 16 months ago.
I'd be getting married and my dress was missing, and then I'd have to get married in like a weird dress, and sometimes it'd be in like a bath towel. It's funny what you freak out about.
Ducharme is a Seattle bride who's just 2 days away from her wedding day at Woodland Park Zoo, which makes her freak out understandable. And it turns out her fear of something going wrong with her dress isn't totally off base. The Better Business Bureau is warning couples on their way to the altar about a number of scams plaguing the growing wedding industry. Last year alone, the Bureau received about 1,000 complaints against wedding-related services. Apparently, when you hire a small army of vendors like Ducharme has, there's a lot that can go wrong.
We had to get a baker for the cake, a DJ, a decorator.
The average cost of a wedding is about $24,000 with multiple vendors involved in the process. So getting hitched without a glitch is becoming more complicated. That's led to a new kind of wedding business, wedding insurance.
How many things do you own or how many things do you have in your household worth $24,000 that you don't actually have insurance on?
Jason Cohen sells wedding insurance at protectmywedding.com, a branch of Travelers Insurance.
You would definitely have insurance on a vehicle or, you know, jewelry or other things that you own that you're spending that much money on. So the same thing kind of applies to your wedding.
For about $200, policies cover a range of prospective problems: vendor no-shows, who pocket deposits, damaged wedding attire, and hurricanes for those tropical destination weddings. So if your venue gets blown away, the insurer covers the cost of a new one. There are only a handful of companies that offer wedding insurance, but Cohen says they've seen a double-digit increase in policies since they started offering them 5 years ago, and demand is on the rise. Still, there's one thing they don't cover: cold feet. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.